This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, the skies are mostly clear, while Jerusalem enjoys a light breeze. Haifa is sunny, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF soldier was killed in a South Lebanon drone attack, according to the Times of Israel earlier today. Six Israeli troops were wounded in the strike. Hezbollah and Israel are trading blame as Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses the group of dismantling the ceasefire. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Trump's pressure on Israel to halt strikes on Hezbollah's power centers in Lebanon may impact efforts against Iran. Hezbollah continues to set new rules of engagement. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes Prime Minister Netanyahu met Christians serving in the IDF. This comes amid a controversy over the treatment of Lebanese Christians. Separately, I-24 News reports Iran's president warned against negotiations under threat or blockade. This follows reports about Prime Minister Netanyahu's prostate cancer diagnosis from 6 months ago. And finally, in earlier reporting, the Jerusalem Post highlighted Netanyahu's meeting with Christian IDF soldiers amid ongoing regional tensions. Turning to social media, here's what people are saying online. An account called Ihab Hassane, a right-wing journalist, posted just minutes ago criticizing the comparison of Israeli and Hezbollah children's lives. The statement stirred controversy. Barak Ravid, a journalist, noted earlier today that President Trump plans a meeting on Iran with his national security team. They will discuss the negotiation stalemate and future steps in the conflict. The Bilaz account, posting recently, shared a reminder about counting the Omer, a Jewish religious practice. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the developments in Lebanon. The Times of Israel details how an Israeli soldier's death in a drone strike has heightened tensions. The attack in the Israeli-declared security zone injured six others. This escalation comes after Netanyahu's remarks on Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. The regional stability appears increasingly fragile as both sides exchange hostilities. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom discusses the impact of U.S. pressure on Israel's military strategy in Lebanon. President Trump's influence halted strikes on Hezbollah's key sites. This decision may alter dynamics with Iran. As Hezbollah tests new engagement rules, the region could see shifts in alliances and military strategies. Turning to Netanyahu's meeting with Christian IDF soldiers, the Jerusalem Post highlights the Prime Minister's support for their roles in the military. This meeting aims to strengthen ties amid scrutiny over the treatment of Lebanese Christians. It underscores the importance of diverse representation in Israeli forces. In earlier reporting, I-24 News covered Iran's president rejecting negotiations under pressure. This defiance aligns with Netanyahu's reported health concerns. The dual challenges of diplomatic negotiations and leadership stability continue to shape Israeli policy. On the economic front, first, Amdocs's CMO, Gil Rosen, told Times of Israel Tech that customer interactions will transform within 2 years due to AI. He warned companies without AI agents risk falling behind. Separately, CTech reports on Iran's looming water crisis, exacerbated by climate change and mismanagement. These environmental pressures present a significant challenge for the region's stability. And finally, Ynet Business announced Apple's new leadership shift. John Ternus, a company insider, takes over as CEO. Tim Cook transitions to executive chairman. This leadership change may influence Apple's strategy and market presence. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.